afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Maisie. Good afternoon, Maisie.
Good afternoon.
Now, Maisie has selected her four items that she'd like to take with her if she was cast away on a desert island. And the first one, Maisie, I believe, is a song. Would you like to tell us what it is and why you chose it?
My song would be Summer by Calvin Harris, because when I was born, that song was top of the charts. And my parents gave me and my brother a song each, and that's like our song.
Oh, I see. So whatever was playing on top of the charts when you were born, what was your brother's? Can you remember?
No.
So do you actually like the song yourself?
Yeah.
And tell me what kind of associations it has for you that when you played it on your desert island.
It just like reminds me of home, and it makes me think of my family
Okay.
and like listening to it.
Is it a happy, uplifting song? Lovely. Okay, that sounds a good choice. So you've also got the chance to take a book with you. What book have you chosen?
Well, my book would be Dancing the Charleston by Jacqueline Wilson, because she's my favourite author in the world and I love reading. I've read that book about 5 times.
Oh, have you?
There's so much going on and it's really long as well.
It's really long. Oh, lovely. Now, I know you're an avid reader. That's an interesting one. So have you read all of Jacqueline Wilson's books?
Not all of them.
There's a lot,
most
aren't there?
Of them.
Yeah. So that's your favourite one, is it?
Yeah.
What marks that one out in particular?
I like how so much happens, like there's a twist.
When is that one set? Is it set in the past?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought so. I've not read that one. So the Charleston was kind of a dance. Wartime? Is it kind of wartime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just after the war.
Lovely. Okay. Yeah. And good characters, good.
Yeah.
Good plot. Can you, because I read a lot as well, but I don't think there's hardly any books that I would read again. Once I've read it, that's done. But you obviously, why do you like going back to this book?
So all my Jacqueline Wilson books, I just read again and again, because I like noticing different things. Like once you've read the book, if you go back, you can see like here's something that kind of hints what's going to happen the end.
Yeah, so a bit like when you rewatch a film, you notice different things.
Yeah, and like the plot twist is that her aunt is actually her mother, so you notice all these things.
So it doesn't matter that you already know that twist when you read it the second time.
Yeah.
Ah, so if you were reading that on your desert island, do you think you'd never get bored? You'd always find something.
Yeah, I'd always find something. I like, with my Jacqueline Wilson books, I like reading my favourite chapters and just bits of the book.
Excellent, excellent. That's really interesting. Thank you. Now, we've got a book, we've got our song. So the third item is a meal. What meal have you chosen to take?
Well, I've chosen a roast dinner, mum's roast dinner, because there's like loads of it. And we always have like lots to spare. And it's really, really nice. And I love the Yorkshire puddings and the gravy.
Oh, dear, I'm a gravy fanatic. So you say mum's roast dinner. Does mum do different types of roast dinner?
Not really, but I just like,
as in beef, chicken, pork.
Yeah.
Which is your favourite?
Beef.
You like the beef? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what else. What's your favourite things to have with the beef? I know you like your Yorkshires.
Carrots and peas and roast potatoes.
Oh, making me hungry now. So what's special about mum's roast dinner?
Well, we've got like, so when she makes it in the kitchen, you can always smell it. She makes it on a Sunday, and then it's like really nice just being there. And then afterward, we always make spare Yorkshire puddings, and we have them with syrup and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And it just, I love home cooking and it would remind me of home, and I also really like it. So.
Wow, that sounds great. Good reasoning, and I think an excellent choice. Okay, so we're already at your fourth item, Maisie, which is a luxury item. So you could choose anything at all to help you feel more comfortable on the desert island. Tell me what you chose.
I chose my teddy Patchy. She's like my favourite teddy, but she's not actually the original Patchy.
Oh no.
So I had a grey toy when I was little, and we lost her on the tube when we put her in a bag in one of our suitcases, and we left the suitcase. And I was only like 3 then.
Oh,
And my
nightmare.
parents went and bought me another one, but they could only find like an orangey golden one, and so they told me that she'd had a suntan, and I believed
I love
them.
it.
I believed them
You
up
that
until
must have
like
been like
a few
Patchy's been on
years later.
holiday, got a bit of a tan, and you went with that. Brilliant.
Up until a few years ago.
So what happened a few years ago? Did
Well,
guilt get
we
the
were
better
on like
of
a ski trip, and then my older cousin Rosie, who was 19 at the time, she had lost her teddy, because of like the wash. They took it in on the wash, and she was so upset. And then after they'd found it again, they were talk. She was talking to my mum, and then my mum. I was in the room just doing my own thing, and then my mum told her the story about what that, and I was like,
Oh
what?
no. So no, the patchy truth came out.
I must have like known already or
Oh
something.
no.
I suppose I had already started to suspect it, but I think I just wanted to believe it.
So did you make mum suffer, or were you okay about it?
I was okay about it. The only picture we had, well, the only picture they showed me of Patchy was a black and white photo that we'd taken.
I quite like the idea that Patchy has been away and had a suntan anyway, don't you? Yeah, lovely. So how do you think Patchy will help you on the desert island?
It's just like she'd be really nice to like snuggle down with, and she'd the story like always makes me laugh, and it would really remind me of my family.
Yeah.
And I've had it for a long time, and I
And I
always
think
sleep with her.
Patchy's obviously quite well travelled.
I don't
Brilliant.
take her on holiday anymore because I'm
No,
scared of losing
no, do
her.
not lose her anymore. Well, I think you've made some excellent choices. How do you think you would fare just generally left alone on a desert island? Is it something that you think, no, I'm strong, I'm tough, I'd manage okay, or do you think you'd be like, no, it's not for
Well,
me?
I like climbing trees and stuff, so I'd be quite good. And I like to think that I can be quite brave. And with my brother, I always like want to do what he does. So when he's like climbing over things, I follow him and stuff. And I like I'm quite good at like picking out food and stuff and making. Do with like just whatever's there, and I like making
So
things.
you're quite resourceful.
And I read a lot of books, so I know quite a lot about it. I know how to make a fire, so I probably should have bought like a mirror or some glasses.
Okay, yeah, no, I get that. But I do think that it's a good example of how reading just broadens your horizons, doesn't it? I think you'd probably be able to fall back on a few characters and stories to help you. Definitely. Maisie, excellent choices. Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.